Welcome to the first part of the lesson. Let's start with an exercise for breathing. It's hissing. It'll get your obliques working. It'll engage your diaphragm. It'll show you how to control how much air you release and how much you keep inside. We call that breath support. Just think of a pinprick in a truck tire that's got to drive for a long way, so very little air comes out. It's a good inhale, and we will hiss. And if you like, you can stop the tape and do some on your own where you extend it longer and longer. This gets you engaging the body so your tone won't quiver at the end of the note. When you start to run out of breath, you'll stay supported or in your body with the sound. Now let's do an exercise for tone where we drop the jaw and we drop the voice box. That'll create more space above the vocal folds and we'll get a richer tone. It's similar to the position you'd be in when you're about to yawn. So you drop the box, drop the jaw, and we'll just say, ah, ah. Tongue remains behind the bottom teeth, fairly flat on the bottom of the mouth. Ah, ah, ah. Drop the jaw, drop the box. Ah, ah. Now do them on your own. And back down. Another exercise to get the low larynx and the rich tone is nyaw. 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 Now to build the range, we start softly on a very light bub. That's rubber lips, very soft, going up the range. Bub, 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 bub. Very soft. Just touch it. And down. And we'll use the nyaw exercise to develop the lower range. Nyaw. 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 Just remember to drop the jaw, drop the voice box. Keep your diaphragm engaged. Use your body when you're singing so it feels like that hissing sound. Now let's move on to part two of the lesson, musicianship and ear training. That's so you can sing more in tune and make melodies your own. Let's start by practicing all of the intervals so that our melodies are more in tune, so that our ear and our voice are coordinated and we go correctly to the pitch. Start by making each note the same. See if you can hear any subtle differences as the vowels change. Each note is the same. Each note is the same. We call that a unison. Now let's get into all the other intervals. Minor, second, your turn. Major, second. Minor, third. Major, third. Perfect, fourth. Flatted, fifth. Here's a fifth. Minor sixth, major sixth, flatted seventh, major seventh, octave. Now you don't need to know the names of these, you just got to get them in your ear. You want to be able to trust your voice, trust your ear, so let's do them quickly. Bum 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 bum, bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum, 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 bum 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 bum. Now don't be alarmed if your inner critic is worried and you're thinking and you're missing them. Just do it again and again. Close your eyes, trust your ear. You'll get more and more accurate with your pitch. Now let's work on a melody and being able to step outside the box and be creative. We'll use as an example This Little Light of Mine. That first line is, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Try that. Let's change it. I'll sing and you echo me. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And change it again. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And the original second line. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And we'll change that. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Now let's combine the first two lines and play with the melody a little bit. No room for the critic, just have some fun with it. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And we'll change it. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Now it's your turn. So in every practice session, after you've warmed up a little bit, take a song and change the melody around a few times. Start to live outside the box, have permission, trust your voice, and then you can start to rehearse. Now we're going to move to part three, where I show you how to bring more of your own soul into the song. That has to do with creating another strong, authentic intention, and letting that intention guide the performance and all the nuances of the dynamics. In this case, we have a song that's just very declarative. I'm gonna let my light shine. So we want to warm up that intention to get that going inside of ourselves so we're not distracted by needing to sing well or do it right. All we care about at this point is bringing that intention forward, that the desire to declare that it's really important for us to declare this light is going to shine. That's the most authentic intention, and that's how we recapture authenticity. So I'll do some call and response. I'll give you something to sing, and then you put all your feeling into it like you really mean it, like you're really declaring something's going to be so, and sing it back with feeling in a call and response style. I'm tired of holding back. Your turn. Yeah, I'm tired of holding back. I'm gonna sing my song. Just you wait and see. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna sing. You're gonna hear me. Now put your emotions into it. You're gonna hear me. As much passion as you possibly can. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Try it. And one more. It's all right to be defiant. It's all right to celebrate. It's all right to put your foot down with this song. Whatever you're feeling strongly about, here's your chance to give it voice. I've supplied you with a background track and lyrics. Go and sing the song and celebrate. Be triumphant. Because you've practiced your intervals, because you've practiced your breathing and your tone, because you've practiced changing the melodies, once you tap into that strong intention, you're going to find your own voice.